弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我有个请求啊，就请大家不用往前坐，但是你们都往中间坐一点，怎么样？就是你圆排都可以，但是往中间坐好吗？
I ask brothers and sisters if you can move towards the middle. So if you can move towards the middle of the aisle.
往中间坐一点，谢谢。好，那我们有些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们要感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
这是不光是让我们看到我们这位拯救我们的主，为我们受死的主。
Not only do we see this Lord who has died for us, who has saved us.
主，求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, may you open our eyes.
让我们能够看见这个在荣耀中的基督。
Lord, so that we may see the glorious Christ.
实在你从死里复活，升上高天。
That you have resurrected and you have ascended to heaven.
这是你得到了，这是你当得的荣耀。
You have received the glory that you deserve.
主，愿我们的心，这是以敬拜的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you with a godly heart.
开我们自己的每个人的眼睛。
And each one of our eyes.
开我们的耳朵。
Open our eyes and open our ears.
让我们能够听见你，让我们能够看见你。
So that we may hear you and we can see you.
让我们看见你自己的荣耀，让你自己的荣光。
Lord, may we see your own glory.
让我们能够听见你呼叫我们让我们这是刚强的声音。
Lord, may we hear your bold voice.
让我们这次就能够走靠着你的恩典走你的道路。
That relying on you, we can walk on your path.
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank the Lord, pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读一点点今天预备的圣经的经文。
Let us read from our scripture today.
请大家把圣经翻到撒迦利亚书第七章。
Let us turn to Zechariah chapter 7.
因为时间的缘故，我就不把第七、第八章全读，我就挑几节经文来读。
Because of time, I will not read the entirety of chapter 7 and 8, but I will choose some passages.
从第一节我们来一起。大流士翻到了吗 ？OK， 撒迦利亚书第七章。
Zechariah chapter 7.
大流士王第四年九月，就是基斯流月初四日，耶和华的话临到撒迦利亚。
Verse 1. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev.
第二节请大家一起读好了，好不好？
Let us read verse 2 together.
你们来读，我不读。
Why don't you read it, and I'll keep silent.
并问万军之耶华的殿中的祭司和先知说：“我历年以来在五月间哭泣斋戒，现在还当这样行吗？”
Speaking to the priests who belong to the house of the Lord of hosts and to the prophets, saying, "Shall I weep in the fifth month and abstain as I have done these many years?"
好，第四节，请大家。你要宣告国内的众民和祭司说，你们在这七十年，你们这七十年在五月、七月禁食悲哀，岂是丝毫向我禁食吗
？Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month these 70 years, was it actually for me that you fasted？
好，第六节，请大家。当耶路撒冷和视为城邑的居民正兴盛，南地高原的人有人居住的时候，耶和华借从先知所宣告的话，你们不当听吗
？Are not these the words which the Lord proclaimed by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and prosperous, along with its cities around it, and the Negev and the foothills were inhabited？
好。我们再翻到第八章。
Let us turn to chapter 8.
好，我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6 together.
好，一起来啊！万军之耶华如此说：到那日，这事在余剩的民眼中看为稀奇，在我的眼中也看为稀奇吗？这是万军之耶华所说的。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is too difficult in the sight of the remnant of this people in those days, will it also be too difficult in my sight, declares the Lord of hosts.
好，请那个 PowerPoint 帮我打一下，谢谢。
If you can turn on the PowerPoint.
那这是我第五次借着撒加利亚书和撒该哈该书来讲这个刚强壮胆这个题目。
This is the fifth time that using the book of Zechariah and Haggai that I talk about the topic of be bold and courageous.
好，下一页，对，好，那我们先复习一下。
Let us first review.
那第一次我讲到我们神让我们刚强壮胆的一个目的是恢复对他的敬拜。
So the first time I talked about the purpose of being bold and courageous is to restore the worship.
他们回去建这个圣殿，目的就是要敬拜神。
The purpose of returning to rebuild the temple is to worship God.
在犹太人他们自己的个人的生活和敬拜的里面。
In the daily lives of the Jewish people.
没有在圣殿之外的敬拜，也是一种敬拜。
There is no worship outside of the temple.
但是那个敬拜不是神所喜悦的。
But that is not the worship that God pleases.
他们回去要重建这个圣殿。
They return to rebuild the temple.
但是15年他们耽搁了工程。
But 15 years the work was delayed.
神就借着哈该，借着撒加利亚，再一次的提醒他们，让他们恢复，他们归回的目的。
And through Haggai and Zechariah, Lord reminded them again the purpose of their return.
第二次我讲到是用一个题目叫转向我。
The second time, the topic is to return to me.
耶和华神对这个百姓说，你转向我，我就转向你们。
And Lord of hosts said to his people, if you return to me, I will return to you.
这时候神借着先知显出这个无论是所罗巴伯也好，还是大祭司约书亚好，他们里面还有百姓他们里面的污秽。
And the Lord has shown whether it is through Zerubbabel the corruption that is in men.
让人要远离罪恶。
So that men can be far from sin.
脱下污秽的衣袍，穿上基督的衣袍。
So that we can take off our desolate garment and put on the garment of Christ.
第三次一个题目叫我拣选了你。
The third time the topic is I have chosen you.
他是对其中的领袖，就是所罗巴伯个人所的发的预言。
And he personally spoke a prophecy to the leader of the time, Zerubbabel.
就是让你成为我的手印。
And that is that you will be a seal for me.
因为你就代表我一切的权柄。
Because you represent all of my sovereignty.
最上次讲的是神双重的应许。
And the last time it is to talk about God's parallel promises.
就是神不光是拣选这群百姓。
It is that not only God chosen those people.
而是他把他的圣殿必须恢复在耶路撒冷，必须恢复在锡安山上面。
And that is, his temple will be restored on Mount Zion.
不是在任何的其他的地方来重建一个会堂而已。
And it is not just to have a meeting place anywhere.
而是必须他自己的圣殿。
But it has to be his own holy temple.
当这个锡安山和耶路撒冷放在一起来使用的时候。
When Jerusalem and Mount Zion are used together.
它不光是讲到一个城或者一个山丘。
It is not just a city or a hill.
而是代表那神属天的国度。
But it represents God's heavenly kingdom.
这是上次我们上几次我们分享的。
And these are the topics that we shared before.
现在翻到下一页，谢谢。今天讲到一个题目，就是叫禁食。
Today the topic is fasting.
刚刚我们读的圣经的里面，大家也看到，
In the scripture that we read, we see
这些犹太人啊，就是问先知，我们要不要继续的禁食？
The Jewish people asked the prophet, should they be fasting?
那食物是跟我们息息相关的。
Food is closely related to us.
圣经也用很多的地篇幅讲到我们如何的吃喝。
And the scripture used many passages to describe how we drink and how we eat.
在旧约里面有大量的篇幅有这样的记载。
In the Old Testament, there are many passages about this.
在新约里面也有大量的篇幅记载吃和喝。
And in the New Testament, there's also a lot of passages about eating and drinking.
如果现在大家想想新约故事里讲到吃喝的，不晓得你脑海里会想到什么东西。
What comes to your mind when we talk about eating and drinking in the New Testament?
那最有名的就是五饼二鱼。
The most famous one is the five bread and two fish.
耶稣借着五饼二鱼让五千人吃饱。
That Lord Jesus through the five bread and two fish fed 5,000 people.
这五饼二鱼不是光是食物，而是代表了耶稣基督，他就是那生命的粮。
And these five bread and two fish, they don't just represent food, but they represent that Jesus is the food of life.
后来当耶稣复活以后。
And after Jesus was resurrected,
耶稣也借着鱼饼炭火再一次恢复彼得。
And the Lord also used the fish and the fire to once again revive Peter.
让他重新思想自己生命的意义。
So that he can think about the purpose of his life.
而且恢复他的爱，恢复他服事的目标。
And to restore his love, to restore the purpose of his service.
在最后的晚餐，耶稣被卖的那一夜。
And during the Last Supper, when Jesus was betrayed.
他也用简单的饼和酒，或葡萄汁来代表他的身体，代表他们为我们立约的血。
And he used the grapefruit wine and the bread to represent his body and his blood.
所以吃喝不光对我们每个人的生活很重要。
So eating and drinking is not only important for our lives.
而且对神也是很重要的。
It's also important to God.
借着吃，借着饮食，借着宴席，神与我们同在。
Through eating, drinking, and feasting, the Lord is with us.
就是在有一天我们跟主在一起，主在我们回到天家的时候。
And when we return to God's house in heaven.
也是一个属天的一个宴席。
It is also a heavenly feast.
那禁食又是什么呢？请翻到下一页。
So then, what is fasting?
我用一个比喻，禁食就像一个减速丘，一个 speed bump 一样。
And I want to use an analogy, which is fasting is like a speed bump.
这个减速丘的作用是什么呢？就让驾驶员在正常行驶的时候稍微要慢一下来。
The purpose of a speed bump is that in the normal course of driving, that the driver can slow down.
你让他小心周围的环境。
You ask him to be careful of the surrounding.
小心行人。
To be careful of the pedestrians.
这个禁食丘往往被设立在一个比较繁华的地方。
The speed bumps are often placed in busy areas.
比如说在我们里文斯顿那个 Hillside 那个小学前面就有好几个禁食丘在那里。这个减速丘在那里啊。
For example, in Livingston, there are many speed bumps in front of the school.
为了什么？就要小心。
For what purpose? To be careful.
在很多的停车场，进到停车场之前，也会放这个 speed bump 在停车场的之前。
Before you enter the parking lot, you would have a speed bump.
就是让这个开车的人调节这个行驶的节奏和速度。
So that the driver can adjust the speed.
不是改变方向。
It is not to change direction.
也不是让他把车停下来。
And it is not for him to stop.
而是提醒驾驶员小心你的速度。
But to remind the driver to be cautious of your speed.
那禁食呢，也是让我们放慢我们生活的节奏。
And fasting is for us to slow down the tempo of our lives.
我们要刹一下车。
We have to brake.
来寻求神在我们中间的心意。
To seek what is the Lord's will among us.
也借着禁食是一个舍己的一个行为。
And also, fasting is an act of sacrifice.
我们不顾念这个肉体上的需求。
that we ignore the need of the flesh,
而是把我们的眼光看重神的事情。
But set our eyes on things of the Lord.
无论是圣经的例子，还是我们一些基督徒进食的这些信主一段时间的习惯。
Whether it is examples from the Bible or our habits from our Christian experiences,
往往有以下几个进食的方法或者形式。
There are often a few ways and approaches to fasting.
第一个就是它是一个属灵的生活的操练。
First, that it is a practice of our spiritual life.
养成一个属灵的习惯。
To form a spiritual habit.
比如说但以理和他的朋友，他不吃王的酒和王的肉。
For example, Daniel and his friends, they did not drink and eat of the king's wine and food.
在别的孩子、别的人都可以吃这个上好食物的时候，
When all the other people can enjoy the good food,
他只选择吃蔬菜、吃喝水而已。
They chose to only eat the vegetable and drink the water.
还有在一些重大的服事侍奉的开始。
And at the beginning of some major or important service.
比如说耶稣他自己在他服事开始的时候有四十昼夜的禁食。
Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights before he began his ministry.
或者在一个重大的难处或者征战的时候也很多人在禁食。
And many people would fast before a great difficulty or conflict.
在但以理书第九章那里，当但以理看到七十年已经满了，按照耶利米的预言，七十年已经满了。
So in Daniel chapter 9, when Daniel saw that the 70 years has been fulfilled, the prophecy has been fulfilled.
但是他还住在外邦的城里面。
But he is still in the Gentile city.
他就为自己的民禁食祷告。
So therefore, he fasted and prayed.
那时候不光是神答应了他的祷告。
And at that time, not only did God respond to his prayer,
而且把那个基督和勇士的启示给了这个但以理。
But he also gave him the revelation of eternity and Christ.
那翻到下一页。那刚刚我们读的圣经里面，这群犹太人就问这些祭司，我们还需要继续这样禁食，还需要这样行吗？
So in the scripture that we just read, the Jewish people asked the priests, "Shall we continue to do this today?"
整个修复圣殿的过程，大概是三年半的时间。
It took about 3.5 years to restore the temple.
在大流士第四年第九月，就是归回的犹太人已经修复了圣殿，修了一半。
So in the 9th month of the 4th year of King Darius, the work of restoration is about halfway done.
差不多两年的时间。
About 2 years.
如果是按如期进行的话，再到明年五月份，就差不多三年的时间的时候。
So if everything goes according to plan, then in the 5th month of the next year.
差不多基本上也修完了。
Then the rebuilding should be done.
所以这些犹太人就问到明年，今天是九月份啊，就明年五月份的时候，我们还要禁食吗？
So now it's the 9th month, and the Jewish people are asking, by the 5th month of next year, should we still fast?
自从犹太人被掳之后，他们这个每年有多次的禁食来刻苦己心。
So after the Jewish people were taken away, were captured, several times a year they would fast to remember, for remembrance.
七十年被掳的时间。
70 years of being captured.
回来的这些人在这个时候差不多待了20年。
And those who returned stayed for about 20 years at this point.
这第一代被掳的犹太人已经不在世上了。
The first generation of Jewish people who were captured are no longer there.
第二代已经十分的老迈，甚至大部分也都不在了。
And the second generation are very old, and most of them have also left.
这个所罗巴伯自己就是第三代这个被掳的归回生在外邦的 犹太人。
And Zerubbabel himself belongs to the third generation of the captured Jewish people.
所以主要回来的人是第三代和第四代的犹太人为主要的力量。
So the main forces are the third and the fourth generation of Jewish people.
他们仍然保持这个禁食的传统和习惯。
They continue to keep the tradition of fasting.
在表面上，他们还是十分的虔诚。
So on the surface, they appear very godly.
但是这里面就有很大的危机在他们的生命的里面。
But they have this grave danger in their lives.
就是本来那个寻求神的那个渴慕。
That original desire for God.
那个良好的传承。
That great tradition.
Inheritance.
Inheritance.
和倾心祷告神，向神祷告的机会。
And this opportunity to have a prayer in a pure heart.
就变成了他们一个痛苦的经历。
It has become a painful experience.
一个宗教的仪式。
A religious ceremony.
一个沉重的负担。
A heavy burden.
这本来他们去寻求的目的是为了恳求耶和华的恩。
The original purpose was to seek God's grace.
但是他们里面的动机是不纯的，带着一个讨价还价的那个心态。
But their motivation was not pure, and they want to bargain with the Lord.
基本上他们就问神，上帝啊，我们现在做的难道还不够吗？
So basically, they asked, is it not enough what we are already doing?
神就看出他们的心思，就里面十分不喜悦他们。
And the Lord is displeased with what he saw in their heart.
因为他们还像从前一样的顽梗。
Because they are still stubborn as before.
还像一样的迟钝。
And they're still ignorant as they were before.
但是神还给他们机会让他们悔改。
But the Lord still wants to give them opportunities to repent.
让他们心能够归正。
So that their hearts can return.
所以借着先知撒加利亚用第七章、第八章两章的篇幅来回答他们这个我们要不要继续禁食的这个问题。
So through Prophet Zechariah in chapter 7 and 8, God answered their question whether they should continue to fast.
在这两章里面，神用四个反问。
So in these verses, God asked them four questions.
两个命令。
Two commandments
和七重的恩典来提醒帮助他们
and then the seven graces to remind them
或者说 sevenfold of grace
sevenfold of graces
这四个问题是什么呢下一页
So what are these four questions
就是刚刚我带大家读过的这个圣经的经节
These are the verses that we just read
第一个就是你们禁食的时候是丝毫是为着我来禁食吗
The first is, was it actually for me that you fasted?
第二个就是你们平时吃喝的时候，难道不是为你自己来吃，来自己来喝吗？
The second is, do you not eat for yourself and do you not drink for yourself?
就是你的生活本来不就是为了你自己吗？
Isn't your lives for yourself?
第三个问题就是从前先知所宣告的话，你的父母，你的祖辈们没有听。今天向你们说话，你们听吗？
And the third question is, the words which the Lord proclaimed by the former prophets, your ancestors did not follow. Will you listen?
第四个问题是在第八章神应许之后所说的。
And then the last question is in chapter 8, after God's promise.
我要给你很多很多祝福。
I will give you many, many blessings.
我要在你们中间行大事。
I will perform great things among you.
你们说你心里所想的，我要比你们成就的更加的荣耀。
Whatever it is that you're thinking, I will accomplish even more.
你们会觉得稀奇，但对我来说，这难道是一个稀奇的事情吗？
It may be too difficult in the sight of the remnants of these people, but is it too difficult for me?
神用这样的反问来问他们。
So the Lord asked these questions back to them.
可见人心里的光景和他们口中所说的话。
We can see that the state of men's heart and their words.
实在让圣灵担忧，也冒犯了神他自己。
It worries the Holy Spirit and has offended God.
我们处在一个极其十分这个食物极其丰富的一个时代的里面。
We live in an age with an abundance of food.
无论从前在公司上班，还是现在在家里上班，
Whether we used to work at home or in the office.
无论是零食、咖啡、茶，随手可得。
Whether it is snack, food, or coffee, it is all within reach.
饥饿本来是一个有助于健康的一个感觉。
Hunger is a healthy feeling.
但是在北美，我可以说基本上是被遗忘的一个感觉。
But in North America, it is a feeling that we have forgotten about.
所以人的胰岛素在不断的亢奋的分泌。
So our insulin just continuously secrete.
它会给大脑发一个信号说我现在饿了，我需要被满足。
It sends a signal to the brain to say that I am hungry and needs to be satisfied.
当你有这个信号说我一定要找点东西吃。
And then when you receive the signal, you think I have to go find some food.
有的时候我不晓得你是不是，我就是开会结束之后了，我现在做什么呢？到冰箱看看有什么，拿个 yogurt 也好，或者拿个 cookie 也好。
And after you're done with your meeting, you think, what should I do? And then you just go to the fridge and then you grab a cookie or you get a yogurt.
对，好像不吃点东西好像没，这种很难受啊。
And you feel bad if you don't eat anything.
那吃完之后，这个胰岛素跟你大脑又发一个信号。
And after the food is eaten, this insulin sends another signal to your brain.
就是它自己有了用武之地。
It is that it feels useful.
你不再饿了。
You're no longer hungry.
但是同样在你大脑信号里面，就是你的人生已经很满足了。
And the signal to your brain is that you are satisfied with life.
我这不是造的，我不是乱讲的，这是医学上一个正常的一个状态。
This is a normal occurrence in medically.
那进食的功用是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of fasting?
就是让一段的饥饿的时间的里面。
That is in a period of time of hunger.
让我们里面的胰岛素不再分泌了。
It is to stop the secretion of the insulin.
因为你中间血里面没有糖，你胰岛素也不需要分泌把它消化掉。
Because there is no sugar, and therefore the insulin doesn't need to secrete.
所以在这个时候呢，就唤醒了我们对帮助我们唤醒对神的渴慕。
And that helps to awake our desire for God.
让我们的满足不是依靠一个 yogurt 或者一个 cookie， 而是依靠跟神的同在。
So that our satisfaction doesn't come from a cookie or a yogurt, but it comes from the presence of God.
那才是我们真正的满足。
And that is our true satisfaction.
更重要的，让我们看到我们自己和这个事态是在一个属灵的饥荒的时代。
It also shows us that us and the world is in a spiritual state of hunger.
在阿摩书第八章十一节，圣经这样说。
In Amos chapter 8, it says.
十一节啊。
In chapter 11, it says.
No. Chapter 8, 11.
Oh, chapter 8, verse 11.
Yeah. 日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿并非无饼。干渴非因无水，乃是不听耶和华的话。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11. Behold, days are coming, declared the Lord God, when I will send famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
今天我们灵里面的饥荒不是因为没有圣经。
Today, our spiritual hunger is not because we don't have Bible.
不是没有聚会。
It's not because we don't have meetings.
不是没有属灵书籍。
Not because we don't have spiritual books.
是因为我们选择不听。
But it's because we choose not to listen.
不渴慕。
We don't desire.
不吃。
We don't eat. We don't eat the word of God.
在属灵的食物随手可得的时候，我们选择饥饿。
When the spiritual food is within reach of our hand, we choose to be hungry.
让我们生命不能够成长。
So that our lives do not grow.
你不能成长的时候，就是慢慢的萎缩。
And when you don't grow, you wither.
甚至枯干。
And you dry up.
那解决的问题是什么呢？
So then how do you solve this?
听主的话。
To listen to the word of God.
先从听开始。
Let's start with listening.
当进食的时候，我们肚子是饿了。
When we fast, we are hungry.
慢慢你肚子饿的感觉也没有了。
And then gradually that sense of hunger is gone.
你的头脑清醒了。
And then your mind is clear.
你可以听见神的话。
To hear God's word.
另外一个进食，进食啊，下一个是啊。不是，回去好。
Next slide.
回去好，没关系。 Go back. Two more. Yeah. 禁食我怎么来形容禁食呢？英文说是 icing on the cake 啊，就像禁食就像一个蛋糕上的奶油一样。
So another analogy is that fasting is like icing on the cake.
我不晓得大家第一次吃奶油蛋糕是什么时候。
I don't know when is the last time you had a cream on your cake.
Just the birthday cake.
Oh, just, when you had a cake.
A real、yeah. 一个真正的 birthday cake 啊，是我小时候我自己啊，是我小时候大概七八岁的时候。
So when I was about 7 or 8 years old, that's when I first had a cake.
那时候我住在东北，抚顺。
At that time, I lived in the northern part of China.
那我奶奶、我外婆他们都住在沈阳，那很近。
And my grandparents were in Shenyang, very close to me.
那时候我母亲大概外出也出差也不做什么。
And at that time, my mom was perhaps on a business trip.
那我外婆就从沈阳到抚顺来看我跟我姐。这个一段时间。
And my grandma came to watch over me and my sister.
大概我九十岁左右吧，九或者十岁。
I was about 9 or 10 years old.
那他就带了一个大的奶油蛋糕，他的生日蛋糕来。
And she brought a big birthday cake.
我从来没见过奶油蛋糕。
I've never had a cake before.
那时候我们都是很土，也很穷啊。
And at that time, we were all very poor.
他把它带来了之后，哇，真是我，这是什么？这太美丽了东西了。
And when I first saw it, I said, "Wow, what is this? It's so beautiful."
闻起来太香甜了。
It smells so good.
我真很想吃。
I very much want to eat it.
你知道那时候老人家也都是把好东西啊给我们孙辈。
And at that time, the grandparents would always give the best things to the grandkids.
他为了留给我们吃，大概留了一个月的时间。
And in order for us to have it, she probably saved it for a month.
她来了之后就说我怕坏了，但是又不舍得，又想给你们吃，又不敢这么给你们吃。
And she said, I want to give it to you, but then I don't know if I should.
我外婆也没吃过这种蛋糕。
And she herself had never had it.
为了保险起见，我们把它蒸一下。
So then, in order to be safe, we steamed it.
结果我们是拿那个蒸锅把它蒸的奶油蛋糕。
So then we took a steamer and steamed the cake.
大概是我们算时间五分钟够了不够。
And then we thought 5 minutes, would that be enough?
我外婆说一个月了，我们多蒸一下时间，蒸了半个小时，终于把它蒸完了。
And then my grandma said, because it has been saved for over a month, we should steam it for longer.
结果我跟我姐就是看着那个奶油蛋糕蒸锅打开。
So then my sister and I would look at the steamer and open the cover.
一打开之后，发现原来变成一个油糕了。
And then what we saw was an oily and greasy cake.
上面所有的奶油都化在蛋糕的里面了。
And then the icing, the cream on top has all soaked into the cake.
所以我这个吃奶油蛋糕的心愿一直那天就没有被满足掉。
So then my desire to eat a cake was not satisfied.
我只知道那个奶油蛋糕很油很腻，但是很香。
But so therefore I knew that the cake smells good, but it tastes very greasy.
但是你知道奶油蛋糕吃上面那个奶油没吃到奶油，都是油。
But I didn't have any cream. It was just all butter.
后来我们到杭州了。
And then later we moved to Hangzhou.
那时候呢，在杭州就比我们东北丰富很多。
And Hangzhou had many more things than in the northern part.
买那种奶油蛋糕，一块一块切起来的那种。
And everywhere you can buy those small pieces of cake.
那个当时我就跟我爸妈，我跟我姐说，一定要给我买两块奶油蛋糕。
And then my sister and I said to my parents, you have to buy this cake for us.
那时候大概一毛钱一块，真很便宜啊。
And it was very cheap. It was 10 cents per piece.
那我们每人拿了一块。
And we each got one.
那真是上有天堂，下有苏杭。
And in this heavenly place.
Above there's heaven.
In above there's heaven, and then in this world there is
苏杭。苏州 right? It's heaven on earth, right? 所以那时候我一口就把奶油蛋糕放在嘴里面了。
And then I ate it in one bite.
那时候没尝出天的滋味。
And then at the time, I didn't taste it wasn't a heavenly taste.
因为我吃得太快了，没感觉到就到肚子里了。
Because I ate it too fast, I didn't even taste it. I just swallowed it.
但是我姐她吃那奶油蛋糕，她就把它吃成很有技术，吃成变成一个棒棒糖的样子。
And my sister was much more skillful. She ate the cake and then turned it into a lollipop.
上面奶油全流下来了，下面一点点的蛋糕放在手里面。
And she kept all of the cream on top.
她就希望最后一口把那个奶油吃进去那种感觉。
And she kept back all the cream on top, and then there's this little layer of cake.
那时候我的蛋糕已经吃完了，就看着她的奶油。
And at that time, my cake was already gone, so I can only look at her.
她就一点点的舔。
And then she would just lick it little by little.
那我就说，姐，给我舔一口吧。
And then I said to my sister, let me lick at yours as well.
再尝尝这个天堂的滋味。
So that I can taste the heaven, so I can have the heavenly taste.
她就躲。
And then she would go hide.
结果一个行人就走过来。
And then a pedestrian walks by.
就像穿一个大游击黑色的皮夹克。
And then was wearing a black leather jacket.
很快走过就把他蛋糕上的奶油擦掉了。
And then as he walked by, he brushed off the cream on the cake.
那个奶油飞快地往前行走。
And then the cream just left and with.
我们两个都说我的奶油。
And then the two of us just looked after the cream.
我们当然这是一些笑话啊。
I know that this is a joke.
当我们这个过一个陶足喜悦的生活。
But as we live a life that is pleasing God to the Lord,
我们禁食也是陶足喜悦的。
Our fasting is also pleasing to the Lord.
我们过一个不讨主喜悦的生活。
When we don't live a life that's pleasing to the Lord,
我们的禁食主也不喜悦的。
And then our fasting is also not pleasing.
献上的礼物和祭物，神也是厌烦的。
And then the Lord will despise the sacrifice and then the offerings that we give.
今天我们到底是为什么而活？是为主而活，为主而吃，还是为我们自己而活？
Today, what do we live for? Do we live and eat for ourselves or for the Lord?
几周前的那个 Korean 弟兄分享到。
A few weeks ago, our Korean brother shared with us.
他提醒我们不让我们受仇敌的欺骗。
He reminded us to not be deceived by the enemy.
不要以为我可以为自己而活。
Don't think that I can live for myself.
当我们觉得为自己而活的时候，实际已经受了魔鬼的欺骗，实在你走在灭亡的道路的里面。
When we think we can live for ourselves, we've already been deceived by Satan, and we're already on the path of destruction.
所以我们要十分的小心，我们知道我们在肉身的里面。
So we have to be very careful because we know we are in flesh.
肉体本来就十分的诡诈。
Because the flesh is very deceptive.
它常常要我们为它满足它自己。
It often wants us to satisfy itself.
我们不要受欺骗。
Let us not be deceived.
就像我们的始祖一样。
Just like our Lord.
亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园里，他们从来没有犯过罪的。
Just like our ancestor, Adam and Eve, they never sinned in the Garden of Eden.
当他们里面有一个这种想法说我要为自己活一把的时候。
But when they had this thought in themselves to live for themselves.
他就陷在神的审判的里面。
And then they fell into the judgment of God.
也陷在罪的里面。
And they fell into sin.
那何况今天我们已经尝过罪，在罪中打滚，被主拯救的人呢？
And those of us who are saved by grace, we have already lived in sin.
不要欺骗自己说我可以又爱主又爱自己。
Don't lie to ourselves to say I can love God and love myself.
我们就马上就会被魔鬼来摆布。
And we will immediately be trapped by the Satan.
让我们的生命可以乱七八糟的 upside down.
So that our lives are upside down.
只有陶足喜悦的生活才在主的保守的里面。
Only a life that is pleasing to God is under the protection of God.
过一个不陶足喜悦的生活，犹太人即使再多，主也是厌烦的。
If your life is not pleasing to the Lord, then like the Jewish people, even if you offer much, it is still despised by God.
他们以为禁食多了就有功德。
They think that they can gain credit by fasting.
但是在主里面是不算得什么的。
But in the Lord, it does not count.
今天我们也是一样，不可以有功德之心来到主的面前。
Today, the same way, we cannot go come before the Lord.
因为我们能够讨主喜悦，完全是靠主的恩典，靠他的怜悯。
We cannot come before the Lord to think that we can earn the grace, but we come before the Lord because of His grace.
第三个我们要注意的就是我们要听。
And the third is to listen.
要听主的声音。
To listen to the Lord's voice.
不知道你现在的生命光景是怎么样。
I don't know what is the state of your life today.
在有很长的时间，我自己的里面有很长的一段时间，我自己没有力量去遵行主的话。
For a very long time, inside of me, I did not have the strength to follow the Lord.
甚至一点点顺服他话的意愿都没有。
To a point that there is no desire to obey His voice.
但是主，我感谢主，今天我在这里。
But I thank the Lord that today I am here.
今天我们还有机会听他声音的时候，我们要听。
Today, when we still have the opportunity to listen, we have to listen. We should hear.
不可以硬着心说，我听了我要听了。
We cannot have a hardened heart and not listen.
也不可以像悖逆的犹太人一样，他的心像金刚石一样。
And we should not be like the rebellious Jewish people with hearts hard as flint.
如果我们再不听，我们属灵的生命就要被饿死了。
If we do not listen to the spiritual voice, then we will die of hunger.
以致让那美好的地都荒凉。
To a point that the pleasant land from God will be desolate.
最后我们要。看擦亮我们信心的眼睛。
And then we have to cleanse the eyes of faith.
我们眼睛常常会让我们觉得，哎，我看什么都不太可能。
Our eyes, when we look at things, we say it's impossible.
但是在神岂有难成的事。
But in the Lord, nothing is impossible.
我们要学习一个榜样，就是主的肉身的母亲玛利亚。
We have to learn the mother of Jesus in the world, Mary.
当迦南婚宴的时候。
In when she was at the wedding at Canaan,
那是主从来没有在世上行过时，在当众行过神迹。
Our Lord Jesus at that point had not publicly performed a miracle yet.
只有他妈妈去问他，问耶稣。
Only his mother went to ask him.
就是你看酒没有了怎么办
？She said, "The wine has ran out. What should we do?"
耶稣好像对。他的母亲十分的粗鲁。
And the Lord Jesus seems to be very rude to his mother.
说妇人呢，我的时间还没有到。
And he said, "Woman, my time is not yet here."
最后他还把神迹行了。
But in the end, he performed a miracle.
玛利亚没有说你时间到了。
Mary didn't say your time is now.
你必须去做。
You have to go do it.
却跟那些仆人们说你准备好。
But she said to the servants, "Be prepared."
玛利亚知道耶稣的时间。
Mary knew the time of Jesus.
她的眼睛所看见的东西，是那些仆人们、那些管那个宾客的那些人眼睛看不见的。
What her eyes were able to see, the servants were not able to see.
对别人来说，那个酒水变成了酒，啊，是一个稀奇的事情。
For those people, the water turning into wine is a miracle.
可以尝到那个上好的酒是一个甜美的事情。
To be able to taste a good wine is a great thing.
但是只有玛利亚知道她的儿子。
But only Mary knew that her son.
只有玛利亚知道神的儿子。
Only Mary knew that son of God.
今天我们知不知道神的儿子？
Today, do we know the son of God?
在世人来说，那是不可能的事情，那是稀奇的事情。
For the people of this world, these are impossible things, are difficult things.
但对一个信主的人来说，这难道是稀奇的事情吗？
But for a believer, is this difficult?
因为万军之耶和华说，对我来说这不是稀奇的事情。
Because the Lord of hosts says that this is not difficult for me.
我们里面要相信他的全能，明白他的心。
We have to believe in his sovereignty.
恢复建造他的教会是他永远的旨意。
To restore and rebuild his church is his eternal will.
神的热心比我们在座任何一个有热心的人更加热心。
The Lord is more enthusiastic than the most enthusiastic among us.
他用他的诚实和公义来带领我们。
He uses his truth and his righteousness to guide us.
在他没有难成的事。
In him, nothing is impossible.
我们颂辉刚刚祷告，在基督耶稣里都是是的，都是阿门的。
We just pray that in Jesus Christ, it is all yes, it is all amen.
都是阿门的，都是阿门的。
It is all amen.
下面神给 借着先知给以色列人两个命令。
And then the Lord, through the prophet, gave the Jewish people two commandments.
第一个就是不要惧怕，手要强壮。
The first one is do not fear, let your hands be strong.
第二个，你们要喜爱，诚实与和平。
The second one is to love truth and peace.
所以犹太人没有安全感。
The Jewish people are without a sense of security.
他回来之后，经常受外族的攻击。
After they returned, they were often attacked by the, by the Gentiles.
因为神也不祝福他们，所以他们十分的贫穷。
Because the Lord did not bless them, they were also very poor.
他们所出产的东西要么没烂了，要么被人挪走了。
What they produced were either ruined or they were taken away.
我想我们在座大部分是第一代的移民。
I think many of us seated here are first generation immigrants.
这个怕穷的心态，我想在我们每个人根深蒂固的。
And in us, there is this fear, perpetual fear of being poor.
前几天我的就是周五的时候，我的老板打电话给我。
On Friday, my boss called me.
讲讲家常事。
And we were just chatting.
他说我女儿毕业之后啊，就去欧洲旅游了半年。
And he said after my daughter graduated, she went to travel in Europe for 6 months.
她是半工半游啊。
So she was working while she was traveling.
对，那回来美国之后呢，也不好好找工作。
And after she returned, she didn't look for a job.
继续半工半游啊。
And then she continued to work part time and travel part time.
我说你怎么教导你的成年儿女儿啊？
And he asked me, how do you educate guide your adult daughter?
那我说我只有一个教导方法。
I said, I only have one way.
我说你好好信主。
I said, you have to believe in God.
其他的你已经长大了。
The rest you are already grown.
他说，这是我没办法这么做。
He said, I can't do that.
那最让我震惊的一件事情。
What is most surprising to me?
他说，我们这群移民啊，他是蛮有钱的一个人了，应该。
And he said, immigrants like us, and he's quite wealthy already.
他说直到我进坟墓之前的一秒。
He said, the second before I die, the second before I go to grave.
我都会担心我下一分钟有没有钱。
He said, I will worry whether or not I have money in the next minute.
我的投资是如何。
How is my investment doing?
这个是对我来说很震惊啊。
So for me, that was a surprise.
但是我在信主之前，可能也是我的每个人的想法。
But before I believed in Christ, maybe that is my thought.
今天我们都信主了。
Today we all believe in God.
但是可能这个想法还没有在我里面除掉。
But perhaps this thought has not gone away from us.
第三个，犹太人惧怕神的审判。
The third is that Jewish people are afraid of God's judgment.
惧怕失去神的祝福。
They're afraid of losing God's blessings.
我们是不是也这样子？
Are we also like that?
我们应当敬畏神。
We should be godly.
但是不应该有一个不健康的惧怕在我们里面。
But we should not have this unhealthy fear of the Lord.
更不用用一些无用的方法来安慰我们自己的心灵，来欺骗别人的眼睛。
So, and we don't need to uselessly comfort ourselves and to lie to, and to deceive others.
所以耶稣教训犹太人禁食的时候，你们要梳头洗脸。
So Jesus teaches the Jewish people that they, when they fast, they should anoint their head and wash their face.
不可以故作姿态，让别人看到你那个敬虔的外貌。
Do not pretend so that others can see your godly appearance.
而是你所有的是在主自己的面前。
But what you do is before God Himself.
下面就是手要强壮。
And then next, it is to have the hands should be strong.
刚刚我们弟兄讲，我们的根基是基督自己。
Our brother earlier said the foundation is Christ Himself.
那时候根基已立。
The foundation is already laid.
你要继续在上面建造。
And you should continue to build on it.
最近我们的确太忙了，太累了。
And recently we have been very busy.
从感恩节一直到现在，二月三号，大概对我来说二月五号，因为今天我还要分享这个，没停过。
And from Thanksgiving until today, February 5th, it's been non-stop.
大家需要休息安息在主的面前。
We all need to be rest and before the Lord.
可能我们不需要暂时开再开什么特会啊。
And perhaps we don't need to immediately have more special meetings.
但是我们不可以停止聚会。
But we cannot stop gathering.
不可以放慢追求主的脚步。
We cannot slow down our pursuit of the Lord.
不可以放松抓住主的那个心。
We cannot let go of the Lord's heart.
更不可少传福音。
And we cannot stop preaching the gospel.
我们从前一直犯的一个错误就是聚会完了之后就这个问题结束了。
One of the mistakes that we've made in the past is that after the meeting, it's done.
那下一步是什么呢？
So then what is the next step?
有的是福音聚会，那些福音朋友怎么办呢？
Some of them are gospel meetings. So these gospel friends, what do we do?
有些是特别的聚会，那主在我们里面的带领，我们应该如何跟随呢？
And some of those special meetings, how do we follow the Lord's teaching?
所以在当时，可能几年之后，这个外架这个圣殿建好了。
A few years later, perhaps the scaffold, the outside of the temple, is built.
但是这个圣殿还需要内容，还需要被美化。
But the temple needs to be beautified. It needs its content.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们还虽然我们很累，但是我们在福音的事上。在追求主的事上还要继续的手不能放松齐心的努力
Perhaps brothers and sisters are very tired but on the matter of pursuing the Lord and on spreading the gospel we should be more united
下一个命令就是我们要诚实的喜爱诚实和和平
The next command is to love truth and peace
第一个我们要诚实的面对自己
First we have to honestly face ourselves
要舍己接受十字架的工作
To sacrifice ourselves and to accept the work of cross.
下一个就是我们彼此之间要诚实。
And the next is that brothers and sisters should be honest with each other.
弟兄姊妹不彼此的论断。
Brothers and sisters do not judge each other.
诚心的坦诚相对。
To candidly face each other.
我们把个人难处彼此的担当一起带到神的面前。
We can bring each other's difficulties and needs before the Lord.
彼此代祷不怕人家笑话我们。
To pray for each other and not be afraid to be laughed at.
我们分享我们的神给我们的祝福，不怕人家嫉妒我们。
We can share the blessings of God and not be afraid of others being jealous of us.
我们不是为了炫耀、吹嘘。
It is not for boasting.
而且感谢神对我的帮助和弟兄姊妹的扶持。
But it is to praise the help from the Lord and the support
from brothers and sisters. 这简单的事情虽然是看起来很平常的。
It looks very ordinary.
但是在世界上是没有的。
But this world does not have it.
我们不能把世界带到教会的里面。
We cannot bring the world to the church.
所以一个诚实的心是我们要保守的。
So therefore, we have to preserve our heart of truth.
弟兄姊妹能够一起的努力，实在是我自己是弟兄我自己的荣幸。
So to be able to work with brothers and sisters, it is my honor.
更要我们要用和平来撒种。
And we have to peacefully sow the seed.
要撒和平的种子。
And we have to sow the seeds of peace.
我们有意见不同的地方。
We have different opinions.
我们可以彼此接纳。
We can accept each other.
可以等待寻求。
We can wait and seek.
我们所建的城是一个和平的城。
What we build is a city of peace.
我们不能觉得我们越凶巴巴越 mean.
We should not think that the more mean we are,
就越属灵。
The more spiritual we are.
越冷淡就越圣洁。
That the that if we are aloof, then we're more holy.
那就大错特错了。
Then that would be a grave mistake.
而是我们要彼此坦诚的、热心的、互相的接待。
We have to candidly and honestly face each other.
这一切总结就是爱。
And in all conclusion, it is love.
尽心、尽力、尽意爱主我们的神。
To love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
爱我们的邻舍，爱我们的弟兄姊妹如自己。
To love our neighbor and our brothers and sisters as we love ourselves.
下面神给他们一个七重的恩典。
And then the Lord gave them sevenfold of blessings.
那我把它放在下一页那个讲的是。
The next slide.
Yeah, 我把它放在三组。
I put them into three groups.
第一个就是关于神他自己。
The first is about God Himself.
那恩典里面讲到同在、保守、圣洁。丰富喜乐力量拯救
in the scripture it talks about his presence his protection his cleansing
his fullness,
his
joy, strength,
his fullness, joy, and power.
Yeah, yeah. 这七个七重的这个恩典的里面，头一个恩典也是绝不最不可以缺少的，就是神的同在。
And in the sevenfold of blessings, the first one is the one that we most cannot live without.
也是我们诚实的面对着，也是我们最不想要的。
And that is, if we're honest, then it is also the one that we want the least.
最生疏的 ，unfamiliar.
The one that we are most unfamiliar with.
其他，你要不要神的保守？要不要神的洁净？要不要丰富、喜乐、力量、拯救？我们都要。
The rest, whether you want God's protection, cleansing, His richness, joy, power, we want all of it.
但是这个根基和开始是神的同在开始。
But the foundation starts with His presence.
没有神的同在，其他的看起来是祝福，实际不是祝福。
Without His presence, the rest may look like blessing, but they are not.
这是犹太人犯的错误，也是基督徒犯的错误。
That is the mistake of the Jewish people and of Christians.
也可是我从前可能现在以后还继续犯的错误。
And that is my mistake of the past and perhaps of the present and future.
在第二节、第三节、第八章的第二节、第三节那里说，万军之耶和华如何说？如此说，我为安息西安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。耶和华如此说，我现在要回到西安，要住在耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷必成为诚实的城，万军之耶和华的山必成为圣山。
Chapter 8, verse 2, it says, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion. Yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts will be called the holy mountain.
实在神的同在是我们最大的安慰和保守。
The presence of the Lord is our greatest comfort and protection.
2月3号我们要有福音聚会。
On February 3rd, we had a gospel meeting.
周日之后我就发现很多的那个一个姊妹生病了。
And then right before, we had many sisters who were sick.
几个弟兄头痛了。
And then some brothers had headaches.
那几个姊妹咳嗽了。
And then there were some sisters who had coughing.
今天还有弟兄那个家里水管塞了。
And then their brother whose pipes are frozen today.
那好像对我们都受过不同的大小的这种骚扰和攻击。
And we have these distractions and conflicts of different sorts.
但是感谢主，都是神的保守，他的看顾，他的洁净。
But we thank the Lord for His protection and for His cleansing.
我们每个人的身体都是神他的殿。
Every single one of us, our body is God's temple.
我们每个人，我在讲我们的肉体，我们的 physical body 都是神的殿。
I'm saying that our flesh and our physical body are God's temple.
需要主的神的保守和洁净。
We need God's protection and cleansing.
神不是在外面保守来洁净我们，他要跟我们的同住来保守来洁净我们。
He is not only protecting us from outside, he will be, his presence is with us, he will dwell with us to protect us.
我们的心比我们的身体更大。
Our heart is bigger than our body.
我们的心就像一个城一样。
Our heart is like a city.
需要神的保守来洁净。
It needs God's protection and cleansing.
什么来充满你的心？
To let God fill your heart.
是神的同在，神的平安吗？
Is it what fills your heart? Is it God's presence?
是神的公义和他的圣洁充满你的心吗？
Is it God's righteousness and holiness that fills your heart?
我们需要让耶稣基督的平安在我们心里面做主。
We need to let the peace of Lord Jesus Christ be the Lord in our heart.
我们的聚会也是神的殿。
And our gathering is also God's temple.
需要神的保守和洁净。
We need God's protection and cleansing.
让基督的平安在圣徒中做主。
Let the peace of Christ be the Lord among the saints.
我们每个人的家都是神的城。
Our family is also God's city.
你跟你的先生、太太、儿女的关系如何？
What is your relationship with your spouse and your children?
需要神的保守来洁净。
We need God's protection and cleansing.
让神的平安在我们每个家里面做主。
Let the peace of Christ be the Lord of our house.
下一个主这三个是讲到基督徒的生活。
The next three talks about the lives of Christians.
在第十二节、十九节中间，我抽几个来 读啊，你就读十九节好了，等一下，前情啊。
OK。
那因为他们必平安撒种，葡萄树必结果子，土地必有出产，天也必降甘露。我要使这余剩的民享受这一切的福。现在我照样定义施恩于耶路撒冷和犹太家，你们不要惧怕。四月、五月禁食的日子，七月、十月禁食的日子，必变为犹大家欢喜快乐的日子和欢乐的节期。你读十九节就好。
Zechariah chapter 8 verse 19. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth month will become joy, gladness, and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. So love, truth, and peace.
Yeah. 在一开始的时候，这个撒加利亚就把一个这个男女老少欢乐玩耍的一个图画放在了人的面前。
So Zechariah at the beginning painted this picture of elderly and young people joyfully before us.
后来讲到你们的劳累，你们的劳苦撒种，今天可以得到收成。
And then it said that your work, the seed that you have sown, will yield fruits.
后来讲到你们悲泣，从前禁食的那个日子，今天变成节日。
And then he said that the days of fasting in the past will now become joy.
想起我们去年的经历。
If we think about the experiences from last year.
四月、五月我们经历了那个一起撕裂的那个痛苦。
In the fourth and the fifth month, we experienced the pain of separation.
七月我们经历了分别的痛苦。
And then the seventh month, we experienced the pain of separation.
十月我们开始恢复建造。
And then the tenth month, we start the work of restoration.
回想起来，这一切的过程都是神带给我们生命的丰富和喜乐。
And when we recall these things, it is all in the abundance of life that God has given us.
我们一边流泪，一边痛苦，我们同样要感恩。
That while we are crying, we should still be thankful.
因为主要让我们享受在神家里面的喜乐。
Because the Lord wants us to enjoy the joy of the Lord's house.
回想起来，不光是我们去上两周过两次的中国年。
And as we recall, it is not just the joy of the two times of Chinese New Year celebration.
一次我们跟弟兄姊妹一起庆祝，一次跟请朋友们一起跟我们庆祝。
It is not that just a one-time celebration when we invite our friends.
我们庆祝的不是中国的年，而是耶稣基督他自己。
We are not celebrating the Chinese New Year, but rather Christ Jesus himself.
我们每次弟兄姊妹聚在一起，就好像过年一样。
Every time brothers and sisters gather together, it is like a celebration of New Year.
不光是我们可以尝到大家做的丰富的饮食。
It is not that we are able to enjoy the rich, the abundance of food that brothers and sisters prepare.
更重要是主里的爱。
But more importantly, it is the love in Christ.
享受他话语里面的丰富。
That we are able to enjoy the fullness of His words.
当我们里面的基督跟你里面的基督深渊与深渊相应的时候。
When the Christ in us, when the abyss responds to the abyss,
那里面的灵里面的喜乐是无法形容的。
That spiritual joy is indescribable.
我们每次小组聚会、青年聚会、成年聚会，周五一起分享主的话。
That every time when we have youth gathering, when we have small groups, when we have the weekly Friday meetings,
实在就像过小年一样。
It is like New Year's Eve.
那第三个祝福啊，你再回去一个，对不起，你再回去一个。第三个祝福就是神有双重的拯救。
And then the third one is the parallel salvation, is the parallel blessing of salvation.
Yeah. 第一个，他是他从东从西带我的民回来。
First, it says that from the east and from the west, the inhabitants will come back.
第二个就是不同种族、不同语言的人要抓住你，说为什么我看见神与你们同在了，我要跟你们在一起。
And then it is people of all nations will come and grab them to say that I want to be with you because the Lord of hosts is with you.
神不光是我们外面的保守，里面的力量，生命的喜乐。
The Lord is not only the protection from outside, and not only is He the joy on the inside.
让信主的人可以活在一个公安 公义、平安、诚实的城里面。
So that those who believe him and can live in a city of truth and peace.
刚刚我讲到这个耶路撒冷跟锡安山放在一起的时候，就是讲神的国度。
I mentioned before that Jerusalem and Mount Zion, when placed together, it refers to God's kingdom.
那是属天的国度。
It is a heavenly kingdom.
我们今天建造的不是 NCF, New World Christian Fellowship.
What we're building here is not NCF.
我们建立的是那属天的国度。
What we're building here is a heavenly kingdom.
这里聚会的人，弟兄姊妹就是属天的子民。
And the brothers and sisters here are the children of God's kingdom.
在神的带领下，我们重新来经营，重新来建造神在这里的见证。
That under the, with the guidance of the Lord, that we will again be His testimony.
神如何他的工作把犹太人从东从西带回到神的家里面。
God's work, how He brought the Jewish people from east and the west back to His house.
今天神也他的工作要把流失的、远离主的弟兄姊妹从东从西四散的地方带回来。
And the Lord will do His work today that He will bring back the dispersed brothers and sisters from the east and the west.
我们在这里所预备的就是那个诚实公义的城来迎接等待他们回来。
What we're preparing here is a city of truth and peace to wait for their return.
弟兄姊妹要做的工作，我们努力的目的也是以着诚实和公义把我们那些离世的弟兄姊妹带回来。
And the work that brothers and sisters need to do is also to wait and to bring back the brothers and sisters who are lost.
我们每个人都是恢复的那个使者。
Every single one of us is an angel of restoration.
让那些迷失的，我们在祷告里面，在我们关怀的里面，把他们迎接回神的家里面，让他们能听到主的声音。
So that in our prayer and in our work, we can bring them back.
当五旬节降临的时候，
When the Pentecost came,
各族各方的人聚在耶路撒冷里面。
People from different places gathered in Jerusalem.
门徒行了大的神迹。
And the apostles performed great miracles.
那里有神明显的同在。
There clearly was God's presence.
那些众各族各方的人，他们的心被扎，被吸引。
And people from different places, their heart were struck.
那位他们唾弃的，他们离弃的那位耶稣。
The Jesus that they despised,
被他们钉十字架的耶稣，
the Jesus that they crucified,
已经复活了，
has already resurrected,
成为基督了，
has become Christ.
借着这些门徒，借着神圣灵的同在，看到这个是耶稣复活是确实的。
Through the apostles, through the Holy Spirit, they saw that the resurrection is real.
他是那些门徒的拯救，也是所有人唯一的拯救。
He is the salvation for the apostles, and he is the only salvation for all the people.
神也天天的把人数加给在耶路撒冷的聚会。
And God added to the people in Jerusalem daily.
我们前段时间发了300张单张。
A few days ago, we passed around 300 invites.
也发了许多的电邮。
And we sent many electronic emails.
让不同的语言的邻居们可以在我们这里聚会。
So that neighbors who speak different language can gather here.
是在我们，他们在我们中，我们可能不太适应。
Perhaps we're not used to it.
但是可能他们到我们中间，他们更觉得不太适应。
But perhaps when they come among us, they feel even more strange.
但是这不重要。
But it's not important.
因为我们做这个目的不是让我们中国人的聚会把它多元化一点点。
Because the reason why we do this is not so that we are more diverse.
而且约请他们到神的国、神的家的里面。
But it is to invite them to come to God's kingdom.
无论我们是什么样的文化背景阶层。
No matter what kind of cultural background or status we have.
我们希望能够彼此认同，但这不是我们的目的。
We want to get to know each other, but that's not our purpose.
我们的目的是要得到一个神的国和神的家。
Our purpose is to have God's kingdom and God's house.
让主在这里得到荣耀。
So that God can receive glory.
因为时间的原因，我就读一下腓立比书的第一章第9、第10节，成为我们一同的祷告。
Because of time, let me read Philippians verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
我读一遍，之后请弟兄姊妹一起读一遍，好吗？
I will read it once, and then I ask brothers and sisters to read it together.
9到11节,
verse 9 through 11.
就是要你们爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。 并靠耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless under the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
好，我们一起来读，
用个祷告的心 Let's read it together.
一起来读。 我所祷告的，就是要我们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多，使我们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。巴多，这是我们每个人真实的从心里面的祷告。
I hope that this is our true prayer from our heart.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.